Good morning, everybody. Welcome to TKD Coaching live interview, and thank you everybody for tuning in. It's a real privilege to be here again with everybody. I hope everyone is safe and managing okay in isolation all around the world, wherever you may be. So yeah, big thank you for tuning in. I'd like to welcome Johan onto our interview. Good evening for you.
Evening, sir. How are you?
Good, thank you. Yeah, so we're not quite sure where the dragon is.
Where the dragon is. Oh, right.
He might be sleeping somewhere.
No. He was teaching online. So he was teaching for ITF Netherlands. I think he finished a short while ago. So
yeah,
probably back on the route from that.
He'll be along.
Yeah.
So while we've got you, good opportunity to talk a little bit about what you've been doing in recent years. I know you're a former coach of England and of Wales.
Yes.
And you're a great competitor in sparring and in patterns.
Thank you.
Back in the day. Was sparring mainly your thing though?
No, I actually enjoy both really. I remember I was sort of wanted to be an all-rounder, and I even did power breaking, won European medal at power breaking as well. So it was a real, you know, I enjoy all the disciplines, and now with the level that it is as a coach, you see that it's very difficult for people to actually because it's something is so intense.
Your experience of coaching the English team, how many years was that?
I was fantastic. So I was a coach under head coach Master Leah for 2 years, and then after that I was appointed, after you know he stepped down, I was appointed head coach for a further 2 years, and you know it was a real privilege to work with him and with the other coaches in the setup, and then being appointed head coach was obviously one of the highlights of my career, and just a wonderful opportunity, and very grateful for the chance to work with the squad and actually all the instructors in England, because very much like any sort of national team, we get the opportunity to work with the elite athletes for a limited time, but the hard work is done in their clubs day to day. So, you know, I always consider it and still do very much a team effort done at club level, and then perhaps taken a little bit further at international level.
Yes, in New Zealand, we're lucky we all get together once a month, the whole team, where in most countries, I think they put that concentrated in effort in closer to the time at a camp or whatever. So how would it work in England?
Well, it depends for each coach. I think what I used to try and do was work towards sort of an 8-week camp, 6 to 8 week camp before any sort of global event. And trying to see the squad every week from then. I thought it was best to have sort of a little bit of consistency and a bit of a schedule, because, you know, that's time away from families, it's additional time. The squad coaches are also run their own clubs as well. So typically if there's a global event, it would be the week or 2 weeks of the global event plus the 6 weeks of training. So everyone knew it's sort of a 2-month commitment for that specifically outside of general training and preparation.
Yeah. And I know when you've got an intense training like that, injury is a major factor. So how do you kind of cater for people's keeping healthy through those camps?
Yes, I think, you know, you also, as much as the hard work, you do rely a lot on luck as well. You know, because injuries can happen at any time, and not even during training, you know. I think what it is when you're working with such experienced athletes and the instructors, you know, sort of manage injuries and err on the side of caution. I do believe that, you know, a lot of fitness and conditioning work should be done outside of the camps, whereas we're working on a few more of the sort of technical elements and maybe a bit of the strategy as well, aside from the team events. And I used to use the build-up as well to sort of galvanize the squad and work on the sort of team spirit, which is so important as well. And it was fantastic both with England and with Wales more recently.
Okay. If you thought of yourself as a coach, what's your philosophy, or what's sort of the main sort of things that you try and portray as a coach?
I think it's important to be organized and have a plan and a strategy. I think that the guys all train so hard, and they manage all their training in addition to family commitments, work commitments, and study commitments. So I think that it's the role of the coaches to try and make their lives as easy as possible and provide a structure that can accommodate all of these things. And that was something that I really, really enjoyed when I was working with the national teams.
Okay. And if you think of all the teams you've coached, all the competitors, successes and so on, what would be the highlight of your coaching career?
I think it's hard to pick a single highlight, because you have the students, you have the competitors who achieve the ultimate sort of reality, which is get, you know, perhaps a world or European championship gold. Zach Espy is a good friend of mine, and I got into Great Britain squad at the time with him when I was 19. So I've seen Zach compete all that way. And when he won the world championship in 2015, that was particularly special, because we'd all been expecting and waiting for him to win it for those years. And there's a wonderful photo of sub of Neil Ernest. So Neil was coaching him, and Neil was on his knees, and we were all in tears.
Wow.
But that was because we've all trained with Zach and seen that. But I think everything is special. You have a squad when they're 14, and then you see them as they mature, 15, 16, 17, going from someone who's in awe of the global stage to then going to a world championship or a European championship, knowing that they are one of the best in the world and that they have the ability to win a medal amongst the elite. I think winning a medal of any description is a huge achievement. But I think the highlight is seeing how their confidence grows and their ability sort of develops as well.
Fantastic. Another thing I wanted to ask you about was, you've done seminars all over the world, have been doing that for a long time, even before you teamed up with Stefan.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that. How did that come about?
I was invited. Well, I've taught in Argentina quite a lot, actually, and Sabem Ariel Alemano, who's a very good friend of mine, I actually fought against him in the World Championships in 2004. But we've been good friends, I think. Whenever you compete against anyone, and you know, we're all friends, because we're all on the same path, training, you know, teaching, competing. I actually travel to a lot of camps. I travel to Master Barada's camp every year, the Solovey camp. I'm very fortunate to train with the Grandmaster Boss as well. And I think because I travel so much, a lot of people are asking what I consider, it sort of transpired and they sort of asked whether I would consider coming and coaching their team. And it sort of started from there, really. It was more coaching at other clubs and other instructors in England and then internationally. And then I had a really big tour with Ariel in Argentina. I was there for the last 2 years, last year and the year before. And it just sort of kept going. And then teaching anywhere is a real privilege, to work with different groups and different instructors. But Grandmaster Boss asked me to be part of the ITF Asia Development Team. And a couple of years ago, I got the opportunity to teach in Sri Lanka. And, you know, my parents are from there. I'm Sri Lankan. So that was particularly, particularly special. And then working in Asia, teaching in India a couple of times as well. You know, it's really great, because in Europe we have a lot of opportunity to train. I think you'd understand that from New Zealand as well, where you have to travel so far, you know, to have any sort of competition outside of your sort of immediate circuit. It's fantastic to train and work with other groups.
And meeting up with the Dragon and the forming of the Dragon Warrior team and. Yeah. Can you tell us a bit about the history of how that all came about and what's been happening?
Well, we're often asked actually how the tour first started, but it sort of dates back to when I went to Master Barada's camp, went to the Barada camp in Slovenia. And I'd only found out about it a couple of weeks before. So I went on my own. I didn't have it in my team with me. And Steph and I really hit it off. I mean, it was it was a real honor, still is every time I train with them. So with Tomas and Steph and Master Willie, and you know, just training with all of the guys, and you know, Steph and I really hit it off. And then a few years ago, I asked him to do a masterclass at my dojang in London. So what I do is, you know, we do organize the big seminars. We've had, you know, your good friend, New Zealand, one of New Zealand's best competitors, you know, some Mark Trotter, Mark and Julio came and did a huge seminar for us. But we do masterclasses as well, which is really limited to just 10 people. Yeah. And that's where we wanted to create the sort of environment where it's almost like a classroom environment where you get to meet the instructor, talk to them, and it's really sort of one-to-one, and sort of Steph did that for us. And then you know, whenever he comes over, he stays with me, and he was staying with me, and then, you know, I don't think it was anything more than that. And I was like, of course, I don't think anyone would turn down the opportunity. And that was about 3 years ago, and we've been touring together ever since. And typically only the only time that we're not teaching together is when we have a clash, and sort of more than one event at a time. So last year, I taught in Argentina in February, and Steph taught in Malaysia, because, you know, the dates clashed. So we wanted to make sure that we could still work with the groups. So we sort of taught separately on that occasion, but normally we're together.
Yeah. So the Dragon Warrior Tour, to me, it seems to have a fun edge to it. You have stalkers and also. Have you guys got a mission, or is it just to try and improve people's skills and have a bit of fun? Am I reading that correctly?
Yes, I think it looks like we have a lot of fun, because we do have a lot of fun. I'm very fortunate, as is Steph. We are professional instructors, we're full-time instructors, so we get to do what we love every day, which is train and train with people. And it's very humbling to be invited to other groups, especially outside of our own country, to work with them as well. And Steph is a hero of mine. I looked up to him, I still do. So to coach alongside him is a huge privilege. So if it looks like we're having fun, that's because exactly what it is. And it's great to work. And in terms of trying to improve people's sort of ability or technique, I'm not sure that's how we see it. We have our styles, we have our systems, and it's more a case of sharing knowledge. I'm a coach at the moment, but I'll always be a student myself. And I know Steph feels the same way as well. So it's about working with the groups really and showing our philosophy. And we hope that if someone can take something from that, that's wonderful. You know, but we also teach all age groups. You know, we taught in the US in some Titus, you know, Titus Taekwondo earlier this year. And, you know, a lot of people were surprised, because we sort of did 6 sessions. We worked with the youngest members of his club, the 4-year-olds, then with the beginners, because most people assume that we only work with the sort of national team and the elite athletes, which of course we do. But we have a development program as well, which is the Young Dragons or Future Champions sort of program. Because that's how we all started. We all started as white belts. We all started, most of us started as children as well. And it's sort of, we relish the opportunity to work with all age groups.
You know, for me, I was so lucky to have both of you visit Auckland and had the opportunity to film you guys for TKD coaching and spend some time hanging out a little bit. And that was really, really great for us, because we got to get to know you both, and we really, really enjoyed that time together. And you're both you and Stefan are just such lovely people, and that's what makes it. And most people are in TKD anyway, right? It's a community of really fantastic people, and we're lucky in our ITFs to still have so many of these living legends and amazing coaches. And that's why one of my missions in TKD coaching is to capture some of it before we lose it, because we've got all these amazing people. Let's get them on video. Let's see how they work and how they teach. So I'm so grateful to you and Stefan for being so generous with your time and doing the videos that we did and these interviews now.
Anna, thank you so much. It was a huge privilege to you know, when we got asked to, when you asked us to be expert coaches on TKD coaching, it was, didn't even have to think twice, and to come and teach in your stunning dojang was wonderful, and meet everyone, and we're very good friends with Mark, so to spend time with him as well and see New Zealand was a real privilege.
Cool. Well, it looks like today's interview has become the Johan de Silva interview.
Oh, right. the Dragons. Is he going to make an appearance?
Yeah, well, that's okay. That's all good. We'll just swap them around. So it was really great to have you. Just to let people know, Johan was there as a backup surprise, or not a backup, as a surprise.
So Steph, he didn't know I was going to come on today.
So now he's really going to be surprised when this is a live interview and you took over. That's classic. So,
We're a team. So we're a team in everything, even in live interviews. So there you are. So it's not a problem.
That's right. So thank you very much. That's really great. Is there anything you want to leave people with, either from a competitor point of view or a coach point of view? Any advice? Any thoughts before we finish up?
No. I just hope on a sort of note about what's going on at the moment. Hope everyone is safe and well at home, and it's a strange time that's probably none of us really thought would happen, but it's resources like TKD coaching and so much online that you can still keep up to date with your training and stay up to date with everything. So it's great. It's wonderful service that you're providing and a wonderful resource, and it's also a great way to stay connected with everyone. And it's more a case of I hope everyone is well, and it'll be a while before we're going to tour in person, but Steph and I are working on a project, and hopefully we can do a virtual Dragon Warrior tour. But until then, I hope everyone is well, and on behalf of Steph and I, we hope to see you all very soon.